Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Howdy. It's Michelle Mache here, your host, co-pilot, navigator of the soul path. How's everyone doing? Welcome, everyone, to Awakenings with Michelle Mache. If you're just kind of surfing in and you hear my intro and you're like, who is that? Well, it's me. Hello, everyone in the chat, also known as Sacred Space of Empowerment. Got a few people in there already. Good to see everybody. I'm really excited for today's program, and we'll be diving into what that's all about. Also, if you're calling in, if you have a question or a comment, you want a dream interpretation, sharing, whatever, the number is 347-539-5122, and that's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. So I see lots of callers in the queue, but I don't know if you're just hanging out listening or if you walked away from the phone. Aha, 518, I see you. I see you, 4530. Okay, there we go. I might just pick on you even if you didn't press 1. Because sometimes people walk away from the phone or they're listening to me doing other things, multitaskers, my own kind here, my tribe of multitaskers. And sometimes people forget. So I get those emails. You didn't pick up and I forgot to press 1 on the keypad and I waited 45 minutes. If you'd like to call in, we've got the chat. Howdy chat, the sacred space of empowerment grounds the energy, holds the energy. Also, people in the chat, wealth of insight and information as well. Lots of good, you know, healers, artists. We get all kinds of people in there. And we've got our regulars that know what's going on. And very, very, very aware and very empathetic. So, and also, if you ever have any questions, comments, or anything you want answered on air, you can always email me, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and the producer will get it to me. And we take topic suggestions, guest suggestions, questions to answer on air, which I think I have some good ones that I want to answer, and then we'll also get to the people calling in. So if you're listening to Awakenings with Michelle Mache by iTunes, I want to say hi. I also want to thank the recent people that left some wonderful feedback. And every now and then, you know, because I download a lot of music, I like having my own music. I do Pandora a little bit. I've done Spotify as well. But there's just something about just downloading it and having it there. And it's only 99 cents, so who cares? And then I will check every now and then to see, has anybody graced me with their presence by leaving a review? And like I say, it always helps. The more we show up on social media, the more people review Awakenings with your appreciation comments. It makes it easier for people to find us. Bumps us up in the search engines, SEO, search engine optimization. And there's many ways to do that, but one of them is just be more present. So it's a community here, and so many people have emailed me, and some of you have heard when they call in how they found Awakenings and how it's helped them and really helped transform their life or getting really good information. And I always say, honestly, yeah, I'm a psychic channel, and, a lot of advanced or great information comes through me, and I've trained and studied a lot, and I really have to say it's the teachers that I've worked with, other dimensionally and on this earth plane. I have really, really good teachers, therapists, life coaches, mentors. I've tended to attract really, really good people, even in my workouts, in my work, you know, fitness trainers and such. And they, you know, taught me well. So passing it on to you guys, you know, and you pass it on, and what you do, you pass on as well. So teachers are really important, and you want to get ones that are real and truthful, and you want to get ones that are, you know, as much as they can, 95% walk in their talk, you know. We're going to talk a little bit about that because we had a email question on that. Definitely getting to callers, so stay on the line, callers. And again, that number is 347-539-5122, and that's 347-539-5122. Press #1 on your keypad, your telephone keypad, and that lets me know that you want to get on air. It gives me a prompt so that I know that you want to chat. We have an amazing guest that's coming on today, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Anya Sophia, and her book is Sacred Relationships, The Practice of Intimate Erotic Love, and she's a mystic as well as an author and initiator of sacred marriage and the mystical teachings of the feminine Christ. You can check her out if you want before she comes on air. That's AnyaSophia.com, A-N-A-I-Y-A. S-O-P-H-I-A.com. And I met her. Well, I didn't meet her. She did a talk, I believe, a workshop or a talk at a friend of mine and friend of the show. He's been on a few times, Lee J. McCloskey. And he has great groups, great people that come on, you know, come to his. It's like a salon, which is wonderful. And so she had been there, and I thought, this is a great person to get on to Awakenings. Thanks, Tamara, put it in the chat. So that, you know, worked out, which I'm really glad. So I try to get people that, you know, either have not been on a lot or, you know, the kind of little gems and jewels and, you know, in a variety. And this is why I'm so open to your suggestions, topic as well as guest suggestions, because I really do like to, you know, give a wide, you know, variety of people, give a voice, if you will. So, okay, so I want to chat again, and again, that number 347-539-5122, press 1 on the keypad, #1 to be exact, exactamento, and we'll get your questions answered, okay. Oh, by the way, because I always forget to do this, people have asked me what resources, at Michelle Mache, you can always find me, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and on Facebook, if you go to MICHELLEMEICHE, that'll take you to the Awakenings page or Awakenings with Michelle Mache. And if you go to MICHELLEMEICHE, 1L, that'll take you to my profile page, and you can connect there. And I'm totally open to people posting stuff, your own stuff. Let us know, you know, we're all part of a community. Let us know what you have going on, you know, what you've got that you want to share as well, or as well as your interest. Some of you do some amazing posts. We've got Tamara in the chat, who's an amazing, you know, artist, and posts some amazing drawings and paintings and inspirational quotes. And Crystal Bowls Gretna does sound work as well. He's still doing the Crystal Bowls. And Laura also. Music and art. So we've got, you know, lots of and many more. You know, we've got thousands of listeners that listen. So, connect up. You just never know. I've been doing this workshop and actually a group program that really started because I don't know if you saw my clients, 5 or 6. I listen. I always ask for a few confirmations, but about 6 people had asked me, would I do the work in a group form that I've been doing with people individually? And I said, sure. And part of it, I do basically everything that I do is helping people, empower them and helping them, you know, connect to their soul, find their soul's purpose, do the emotional clearing, the clearing out just to be more you. You know, it's not, I'm not changing anybody, fixing anybody, but helping, you know, just polishing, getting some rust off, maybe. But because of my, you know, vast array of training, you know, and, you know, initiated shaman, trained in, you know, rock medicine, did training in alchemy, you know, just a lot. I've got some of it on my website. If anybody's ever curious, I could chat. I mean, I've been doing this for many years. So, you know, the more you do something, the more you love something, the more you study it, the more you train in it, the more you go to school for it. So, you know, a few years back, I would say starting about 2006, actually right when I was starting Awakening, you know, and then social media was really, you know, burgeoning, as well as, you know, the IT world. And it had been there, obviously. It's always been there. In the 70s, right? But 80s, 90s, but the 2000s, that's, you know, really the whole idea of the internet and, you know, startups and internet companies, and you remember Yahoo was taking off, you know, all that was starting to happen, you know, I guess around in the 2000s, and then really refined about 2005 on. And just because of what I do, a lot of the clients I work with were part of these startups or inventing things. One of them actually worked on the iPhone or software for it. You know, I work with a lot of, you know, individual business people and CEOs, and was working with people in, you know, even in politics, wide array. And then I was also going to a lot of these meetups, especially for Twitter, you know, tweetups, meetups, and other, for other, you know, social media networking. But what was behind it was a lot of these startups. So it was very business oriented. And of course, and I did some talks, and I was talking a lot then, and I weave it in still now, with spirituality, consciousness. How is consciousness affecting technology? That everything comes from consciousness, God, the all that is, all these ideas. And it's an outpicturing of God, an outpicturing of the all that is. I loved it because I was the only one speaking this way in a sea of just very left brain or high left brain, so they'd read very right brain, very creative, but nonetheless, mostly men, very, you know, not involved in this. Maybe some of them did, you know, TM meditation or new mindfulness, but really talking about spirituality, the soul, what's happening, what's the new paradigm. I coined the phrase the new emerging consciousness at that time. And I would talk about what the new emerging consciousness is that's coming through all of us, and the awakening and the converging flow, and that's why all this is happening. Well, I didn't just talk a lot. I got to study and listen and learn a lot, and started melding what I knew from a spiritual standpoint, from a spiritualist, what I was channeling, and what I was learning from all these people that I was meeting, and some of them I was taking meetings or even studying with or counseling. A lot of them I was doing readings for. I was actually, some of them were in some of my counseling programs, and I got to pick their brain. And then I also have a lot of clients, and I still do, that are investment bankers, venture capitalists, and stockbrokers and traders. So I could see, and then people in the TV and film world, because I still work in that, and a lot of clients are in that realm. So I was able to just meld and really help my clients just springboard, because I had this insight, this information. I remember, I don't know how many months or last year, I guess it was, in a channeling, I saw China just on this money taking a dump, doing horribly, and people, investors pulling out, and people dealing more with Russia. And obviously, this is why I love the work I do, because that's not my realm. I don't even look at that. I have, you know, some stocks and whatever, but I don't go there unless I'm in session. And my client said, oh my God, you're right. We're actually investing with Russia, not China. China's economy is starting to crumble. And of course, 6 months, 8 months later, what do we see on the news? You know? So what I did is I just melded this, the whole idea of finding, you know, the soul, But if you look at it from a mainstream point of view, your authenticity and your brand is the soul, or your soul, your business. And you hear people talking about this now. What I'm able to bring is my psychic ability, my ability to channel and see the trends further out, 6 months to a year out, and then usually 3 to 5 years. I can see, where things are going. So I've been really blessed, though. I'm just enjoying this group so much. Just seeing people really take off, but even more importantly, connect. We're doing the group virtually and in person. And so people are connecting across the pond, people all over the world, reaching out. One of my clients and participants in the group does a lot of TV work, scripted work, and is working with some company, but then they're also looking for women in startups and mothers in particularly, that has to do with some kind of cooking show or something. And one of the women in my group, Kara's Cupcake, she has a company in San Francisco, and I think they have 5 or 6, stores, is branching out and have been doing videos and stuff and bringing her kids on board. And so she emailed me and said, oh, I'd love to talk to her and propose her to this company because they're looking for people to do a TV show with. I'm like, great, This is what, whether it's coming through me, if I'm the conduit, I love it. Why I'm sharing this story, just because it excites me, what I've been doing and how I can share and help people and facilitate, the growth and you living more fulfilled and, healing those deeper emotional states, getting to the gifts. But whether it's here, Awakenings Radio is a great place for this. The Awakenings community, what's created, but there's a lot. What I find is right now it's really the time to reach out. So I think everyone needs to ask themselves, where can I reach out more? Where can I get out of my comfort zone? Because your growth is not going to be in your comfort zone. It's not in the plateau unless you're learning patience. But it's a wise person that knows, am I being patient or am I hiding and holding myself back? Am I pretending to do a lot of stuff, but I'm not really, going to my own next level? See, it's not really what it looks like on the outside. And I always tell people, you can't fool the universe. Some people seem to be doing a lot, but they're not really going to their next level. So that's where our truth comes in, our wisdom, or working with somebody that says, hey, you kind of keep doing the same old, so you're not really growing, We always have a good foundation, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, materially. But you got to remember the soul loves variety and loves new experience. And we call it learning. The soul just calls it experience and expression. That's what we're here to do. A byproduct of is learning, because that's what we've called it, because we have a system here called growth and learning. And it starts at home, modeling and training, and then school. But on a spiritual level, the spirit is always going. And if we allow it, the spirit within us, and you see this in children and animal beings, will always go to that which is most life-enhancing, unless somehow it's been damaged. The spirit's been dented or wounded or the light's been dimmed and it can't quite see or feel its way to go. So we've got all these planets right now retrograde, especially Mercury and Mars. It's the time, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. The message really is to slow down, look, feel, assess, reassess. Talk to yourself if you have that part within you develop, the wisdom self or the sage, the wise one, the priestess, or if you kind of go, I can kind of fool myself, ask somebody that you really trust. Does it seem like I'm growing or blossoming? You don't even have to say growing. You can feel it. Am I unfolding? We're all in little planters. Am I allowing my leaves, the blossoms, the petals of my rose, am I allowing it to unfold, or am I keeping it cramped? Are my roots moving out to the left and the right and down and spreading out, or is it too cramped? Do I need a bigger pot? Do I need to move to stretch in some area, in which way? I think if we don't think of it so heavy, like I'm learning or learning lessons, I mean, that's fine. But if you ask yourself, what's new in this experience, you know, or what new experience do I want or do I need? Then it might be easier to get out of the, you know, your comfort zone. But really big right now is to try, you know, to try to take those steps to get out of the comfort zone, not stay stuck in what seems comfortable. Not that comfort is bad, because this isn't about bad or good. You can still have that comfort zone, but stretching out of it can always go back in. You know, it's like swimming in a pool. There's the deep end. Are you hugging the edge of the pool? I can tell you, if you're doing the same thing that you've done for years, the same way, I keep it fresh. I've been doing what I do for many, many years. But I change it up and I study. I'm working with a mentor right now and a coach. I study, I learn, I take classes. My guides, you know, I am blessed that I have that funnel of new information that comes through. But I'm constantly stretching. I kind of, you know, I have my moments of procrastination or like, Michelle, you're kind of, you know, you're a little depressed here. You're stagnating. What's going on? And then I do know there are those times where, okay, let's go deeper. Don't push. Something new is coming. You have to nurture this. It's time to assess more. It's time to do more reflection or do more of your inner work. Go deeper. Because I know out of that going deeper, something rises from that. That's what I kind of wish for all of you that are listening, and some of you are already doing this, and I say, aho. If you're kind of doing it, or you wonder, what is she talking about? It's learning to read your own rhythm, and that's kind of a lot of what I share for people, giving you the tools to read your own internal timing, your own inner rhythm, and then to attract people in your life, whether it's a mentor, a coach, therapist. I would say everybody needs one of those, you know, a no BS teacher, but a lot of love and compassion, but, you know, not a little fluff cake. And then friends or family, whatever it looks like for you, that you can trust and bounce ideas off and then can be honest with you, then you're clicking. That's your tribe. It may not look like what you want. You know, some people say, well, how do I know my tribe? In fact, that was one of the questions that somebody was asking was, I'm going to touch on it right now. You know, what's resonance and how do I know I'm in the right, you know, with the right people, or I'm not fooling myself. And this person is saying, it's Angela saying, I think some people know when they're resonance more than others. Like, what exactly is it? Here's the thing, you guys, gosh, and this again came from a great teacher of mine. Honest to be, we can fool ourselves. This is why you have to work with somebody that teaches you how to be truthful, to be very honest. You have to, some people have that more naturally. You know, even as a model, I could tell myself, or if a picture looked good, or if I look good for something, or I could objectively look at somebody and say, wow, they look better than me, or their legs are better. You know, I could objectify myself, because as a model or an actress, you are yourself, but you're also a product, you're a commodity. I think for me, it's because I have such a strong spiritual foundation that I didn't really, I didn't care. My sense of self-esteem did not come from external stuff. It's always come from my connection to source, all that is God, knowing that I'm a soul and playing a different game. So not that I didn't get my, you know, or I don't get my feelings hurt, or, you know, look to the side, oh, I wish I was that, or I wish I was this. But pretty much big picture, no. And I always surrounded myself, and I still do, with people that are more spiritually aligned, really spiritually aligned, not just posers. real deal people and people that keep me kind of fresh on my toes, truthful. It's just, I think everything that I ever went through in my life that was horrible or a challenge, I always was able to fall back on my spiritual connection, the connection to something bigger and my inner knowing, and then drawing in people that were very supportive or helpful. You have to get to the point of spiritual discernment, which is discerning where you're really at or another person is really at, not where you think they should be or think they are or where they say they are or where they want to be or where you want them to be, but really seeing, to really learn to see. And it takes a lot of, if your emotional body is you don't have a handle on your wounding and what's what and your patterns and your triggers, you're not going to be seen clearly, even as a psychic, clairvoyant, whatever, empath. It's just not, it's going to be cloggy, foggy. So a big part of you have to know yourself and even then we can kind of pull ourselves. That's why we work with somebody else. We have different reflections. So again, it's like learning to read the signs. What keeps coming up for you? What are the messages that come up? What are the openings that keep coming up? What do people say? What are the Freudian slips? Like, oops, why did I say that? You know, what do you keep seeing on TV? What are the words? What do you keep hearing? What do you see in the bumper sticker? What do you see in people? What are you noticing in yourself or what are you noticing in other people? That could be showing you where you need to go or grow or where you were or where you're stuck. So that wisdom to have the spiritual tools to pull yourself back and self-reflect. So I would say you're in resonance or coherence with yourself, more coherence or more resonance. There's always going to be a little dissonance. You know, that keeps things interesting. And it's also our growth is when dissonance comes in or divine discontent. But again, it's knowing yourself and not BSing yourself. Are you doing things that are more life-enhancing than not? Are you extending or expanding out as a soul? You know, or are you surrounding yourself with people and situations that are validating things that aren't very life enhancing for you, keeping you stuck, you know, or telling you you're the best and you're the grand poobah when deep inside you know you're not. It's in those quiet moments before you wake up or as you're just waking up, before you fall asleep, when you're alone, when you're meditating, when you're journaling, when you're doing a long walk, the thoughts that come in that tell you where you're at. You have to learn to listen to that part of you. And that part will let you know whether you're in resonance. If you're feeling a lot of fear and your body is constricting a lot, something's off, whether within the body-mind system or your environment, there's something that's not of enough resonance. Now, sometimes we're growing and we feel some funniness because it's unfamiliar and we're a little afraid. So you have to learn to discern that too. Like, oh, I'm just in a new experience and I'm a little nervous. But you can always call in magical helpers and say, hey, I'm in a new experience. Send me some people that, you know, that can reflect, that can reflect to me, you know. And you'd be surprised what your higher self or spirit, all that is, will draw in for you. You know, they may not even know they're helping you. It may be just a comment they make, and then you go, oh, gosh, they get me. They know me, or, oh, I've been there, you know. But you have to ask. You know, you have to ask. You're really asking yourself. You're putting the intention there, and you're shining the spotlight on that intention and saying, this is what's important to me. Send this to me. Bring this to me. Powerful time right now to do that. The energies are very well, they're electrical and they're magnetic. It's forcing us to be more magnetic, to not overreach, and knowing when to be in that receptive mode to receive the impulse, the direction, and then act upon it. It's the action is electrical. So we've got a time right now that's highly electrical, highly magnetic. You know, there's a deepening. People have told me, I feel like I'm just getting sucked in. Well, Mars is in Scorpio retrograde, opposing Mercury. Still in Taurus, so there's opposition there. So ask those around you, ask those that you trust, ask yourself and learn to listen to that part of yourself that's guiding and directing you, the part that's above it all, that's above duality. that relationship is one of the best, in fact, one of the most important, if not the most important relationship to develop, because from that, everything else comes. Their deeper understanding, the mystical, the magical aspect of life. And that's your co-creative channel, if you will. Let us get to colors. Again, the number to call in is 347-539-5122. Let's see. What's Gretna Green? Let's see. What are you saying, Sue? Sue, call in. You were going to talk. She's saying, when I keep looking outside and want to go here or there, like different classes, then I know I need to do some more inner work on myself. Yeah, well, sometimes, I mean, classes are good. It's just how you take the classes. You have to remember you're both a student and a teacher. You have to remember you're getting information or guidance or learning a new technique, but you have to integrate it or assimilate it as your own. That's why you saw my Facebook and Instagram post. The problem with people that drink the Kool-Aid is that they forget there's other beverages. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't get caught up in a group. I don't care if it's a social group or religious group, whatever the group, and think that that's the only thing, or the people supposedly leading it or that developed it are the end-all be-all. You know, read what people say. Make it your own. Rephrase it. How do I think this? What words would I use? It's so important. It is so important to take classes. I love classes. I can't tell you how many I've taken. I've been doing this so long, you know, some degree, because I started my first really at 14, you know, that's, you know, 13, 14. So I've taken, you know, courses and on courses and, you know, all over the place, and workshops and degrees and, you know, clinical studies and, you know, trainings and initiations, but it's the way we do it. It's the way we do it. And it's also to know, am I also developing my own connection, inner connection, and listening to my own inner guidance? Some people, they're workshop. I'm good. I love ongoing workshops. I love things where there's, because all my workshops people take with me, I always follow up, you know, with a voice note or something. I'm not a fan of these breakthrough workshops and then you just leave people. You leave them open, you know, for a weekend and you just open them up and everything oozes out and then it's like, okay, now we're gone. But if you have that and you're working with somebody, those are great to have a breakdown, to break through, to have this, but you have to follow it up with consistent inner work. It's like going to the gym. You can go one time and have a great session or dance class or anything that you're learning physical. If you don't do it continually, consistently, the results don't last. And mental, emotional work, emotional healing, repatterning is the same. Spiritual growth work, it's all the same. This is the earth plane. It's about consistency. It's about consistent effort. It doesn't, things happen, but they can get undone. You don't eat right, you don't do some physical activity, all those muscle, everything can get undone. To the degree, you know, somebody's undone is a little less than somebody else's, but it still happens, you know. So it's kind of all the same. Tamara put, and yeah, I have to be willing to receive what you've asked for. Yes. Willing to receive is a biggie. Okay, 347-539-5122. Angela, the other people that emailed questions in, we will get to those, if not this program, the next. And I am going to devote a whole program because we've got a lot of great questions in, and I really want to devote more time. 760-473, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program. Hello, 760-473, I'll come back to you. They must have walked away. So 760-473, I'll come back to you. Hi, 518-962, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle, this is Owen.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Great.
Good. That was a great little opening.
I can hear
it. Oh.
Oh, Thank you.
Sorry, I think you cut out. Yeah, I was just going to say that was a great little opening talk you gave there. I feel like I needed to hear that.
Oh, cool. I love when that happens.
Yeah.
So
my question is about a move. I've been planning on moving in the next month or two. What's that?
Well, I was just going to ask you, did you move yet? Because it shows a move
yet.
Around you.
So I just got back. I've traveled. It's the city I'm moving to is about 5 hours away from where I'm living right now. And
are you near mountains, by the way?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
sure am.
That's what I see around here, mountains. But where you're moving, there's less. It's flatter.
Yeah, it's more. It's more city.
City or something. Yeah. Okay, that's good for you. Yeah, I do see the move. I see there could be mountains or hills in the distance, but I feel where your actual movement. I see more people. I see like some little cafes, kind of indoor, outdoor stuff. And I do see you walking a lot and also biking.
Uh-huh.
And do you have a guitar? Do you play guitar?
I do,
guitar.
Okay. Yes, I do.
I see a bike, the guitar on your back. You're gonna play at some local places there also.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I don't know if it's students, but a lot of late teens, 20-something, early 30-something people around you. So I don't know if that's your age range or where you're going, is there more that age range where you're moving?
Yeah, it is. It's a college town, and there's, you know, that is my age range. So, I'm wondering, so I looked at two places, and I kind of have a feeling I applied to them. I don't think I'm going to get them just because they're in such high demand. So I'm just wondering, like, what you see.
It's not right now anyway. It's June, July.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wait anyway. Mercury and Mars are retrograde. You really don't want to do a big move like you're doing. Right now is the time to kind of refine where you want. There's something green, and I want to say grass, but I feel like it could be the name. Greenery, green. There's something green, wet green. Or G-R-E-E-N or G-R-E-N. Is there a street name or something around you that has that name that you know of yet?
No, but I will write that down and I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, you never know. I saw somebody one time getting a house in the Malibu, the hills, and I saw a barn. And they said, we could never afford a house in Malibu. And sure enough, they got in on a great deal because the people were trying to evict the people. It was actually a rock band that rented the house.
Well,
and they never paid their
lease. One of the houses I was looking at, it's like an old green Victorian house, and it's available July 1st. So I'm maybe that's that.
It might be that. There's green.
Okay.
I said I want to say green, and I do see a house.
Uh-huh.
Does it have a little fence?
No, I can't remember if it does.
You don't remember. Okay.
Yeah,
here's the thing. Go back around in that area if you can. I know it's a drive to put your energy there, but there's something green. So like I said, I don't know if it's the color or the name, but it could very well be the color. And I do see you in more of a house or townhouse. I don't see I don't see like an apartment building.
Right.
In fact,
it's
a very quaint area where you're moving.
It is. It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I really feel like I'm ready for a change. And so that's good to keep in mind. And just in terms of
you're definitely moving because I already thought you had moved. The energy when you called in is already showing that you moved.
Oh,
so
good.
When I see or feel that, it's just a timing issue. So don't freak out about it. It's not will I move. It's when. It's not will, it's when.
Okay. When do you think would be a good time? Like, so if I don't end up getting either of these places, when do you think would be a good time to go back and do the checking out of apartments again? Like June or July?
June.
Okay.
Yeah. You could even go now. I just, for some reason, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it transpire yet. So I don't know if it's even available yet.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Right?
Yeah. Well, if it is that first place that I was talking about, maybe that's what you were picking up on. So I'll
yeah,
keep you.
Yeah, because I saw green.
Yeah.
And I saw a house, kind of like, yeah, a little Victorian, kind of like more of a pointy roof.
Yep, yeah.
Not like
yep.
a flat. Is that how it is? Yeah, more
yeah,
pointy
it is.
Roof.
Yeah.
And so
maybe I'll hear back from them.
Near,
that was a really awesome place. I would love to live there. I'm just not sure if it, you know, I know it's in high demand, but.
Who can? Don't go into that high demand stuff. You never know the openings that happen. Just
yeah.
go into, you know, this or something better. And what I like to do is I lasso things. I look at something that I like or want, and I bring my awareness into that upper chakra about the ace center, so I'm connecting to the higher self. So just, you know, a foot to two above the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And I connect into source energies. I feel that connection to source. And then I just lasso some light around what I want. And then just breathe it in and feel it coming to me and me coming it to it. So if there's enough resonance, I'm already there. And by the way, I've done this kind of stuff with clients of mine. I mean, for jobs, even like venture capitalists that I work with, it's such a long process. It's like a 5-6 month process to get those kind of jobs. There's meetings and this and that and go back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then sometimes, and they will, you know, and again, it's magic. But the thing is, if it's not meant to be, that's another thing. Sometimes
right.
people last through things that really aren't meant to be, but we can co-create on an ego level. But yeah, just do that and just know, okay, this or something better. Because I see you in that area.
Okay, cool.
No
Great.
Doubt about it. And I absolutely see the move. I can see you walking around. I can see you on a bike. I can see the guitar slung on the, you know, like some kind of cover around it. And even on your
yep.
back, walking places and on the bike. And I can see you locally, these little cafes. So, yeah, you're definitely, see, you're energetically, etherically, you're already there. The only part that's
yeah,
not there
I feel
yet
like
is the dense,
so,
right?
Yeah.
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 Cool.
So it's done. It's a done deal.
All right. So, okay,
right.
And just really quick, in terms of you were mentioning the music, like, I feel like I am at a point now where I really need to be, like, meeting people in terms of, like, production and, like, working with other people who can
You will
help
there.
You, okay,
yeah.
cool.
You will there. That's one of the reasons you're going there. It's a whole time about networking. There's a lot of, you know, you're going to do, you know, there's a lot of acoustic stuff.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know if that's
yeah.
what you're doing right now, but, a lot of acoustic stuff, a lot of writing, a lot of connecting with other people that, oh, I'm doing this gig or I'm doing that or I'm writing. And I do see some studios, something
cool.
at a school that somebody is a part of and then something at somebody's house as well. So that's one of the reasons that you're doing this big move
cool.
is to get more into your art, you know, your music and to meet people and to meet a girly too.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate all
You're
of that information. That's great.
You're so welcome. All right.
All right. And I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. Do that.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Yes, please keep us posted. I love that. Laura says he even sounds more hopeful than in the past. Great to hear an update from him. Hey, Owen, people, see in the chat, they remember you. Let's see. Tamara said, great to hear from Owen. Feels like things are shifting for him. Definitely. Bring out the lasso. Like I know, Tamara. Some things that I've wanted, I remember driving back and forth, you know, drawing something to draw something in. Crystal Bowles Gretna is saying, sounds like a lot of fun for Owen. Wonderful. Yeah, so they can feel it too, Owen. So trust. No. So when you feel yourself already there, I love that Owen said that. When you feel yourself already there, you are already there. You know, remember, we're not just our gross, dense body, you know, the denser physical body that we see. We are, and we do this in my Soul Path workshops, right? Oh, those of you that have done them with me, you can feel each other through the subtle energy. We are that subtle energy. That's why it said we are the sun and the moon. We are the stars. It's different forms of us, and we're different forms of that, right? We're the same particles. It's just reconfiguration. on a cellular level, but it's the same stuff. So your subtle energy gets there before you do. And definitely on the, not just etheric plane, but the astral and Akashic level, we're already, there's no separation. There's no separating out. That's why when you meet people that you go, wow, I feel like I know this person. Well, you do. There's such a strong connection. Could be astrally, emotionally connecting. Could be through the Akashic. Definitely there's always a spiritual connection as well. So that, yeah, but when you feel something is already happening, I would look at it like a big chute, you know. You know, like in those packing places where they have the peanuts there, those styrofoam peanuts, and they just pull the string and it all tumbles down into the box and, you know, to pack. Kind of what we're meant to experience is like that. As it gets closer in, obviously things psychically is usually rungs and I can feel it, you know, like bullseyes. And like when I do a reading, like I was doing a reading the other day and I saw the person in the center and then her life, and she's been wanting to meet somebody, and I could feel this person, but they were like 5 or 6 rungs out. Now she's in the center, the rung closest around her, let's say her aura, he's in between the second and the third. So he's really coming in. So we feel things etherically and then they kind of drop down in our life. So they just seem to appear, but they're always there. It's an issue of timing, which is timing is resonance, is coherence. You know, the synchronistic connecting or timing has a lot to do with coherence or resonance within us, the other people, in their circumstances, and what's going on, you know, in the world, you know, in our neighborhood or world, or, you know, it all has to do with resonance. Resonante, that's true. All righty. Okay, so we have, 402. We have our guest coming on in a bit. I see a couple Skype calls, and I don't know which one. Let's just see. We've got 402-598. Welcome to the program. Hello.
Hey, Michelle. It's Sue.
Hey,
Sue.
Sue
Crystal Bowl.
Hey, Sue.
Hey,
welcome.
I just wanted to see what you pick up on a dream I had the other night, and it wasn't much of a dream. It was basically what I remember was seeing a huge bird beak and then towering, and then it was this huge eagle. And I couldn't tell if it was a bald eagle, but it was just this monstrous eagle. And it was in flight. And I was trying to figure out what I was getting on it. And I was
first
wondering,
I'm going to ask you, I got some thoughts. I want to hear yours as well. What did you feel in the dream? What was the feeling in the dream?
Strength. Very strong.
Yeah.
I felt like I was, and I don't know what I was dreaming about at the time, because this is all that came and I woke up after that. But it was like power.
Yeah,
that's getting.
What the,
okay.
And dream, and we're going to devote a whole show again to dream, because I love doing that kind of work. Here's what I'm getting, and I agree with you, power, empowerment, however you want to look at it. Even if we only remember a snippet of a dream, that's all we need. You want to always connect into the dominant emotion there or feelings that were happening in the dream, and then the theme or the imagery, and that's the message from the soul to you, what your next level is or what you're integrating.
Mm-hmm.
The eagle and the hawk, which by the way, are both two of my medicines, do not fight just to fight. They rise above fight. So they rise above duality. They get an eagle view or a higher perspective to things.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And so when you see, that beak has a lot to do with focus. You know, they're diving down to get food or swooping in, right? And then just they've already seen it with their eyes. So to me, this is telling me that there's something you've been envisioning. There's some vision you have. There's something you've been wanting to do. You've seen the vision, the big picture, but now it's about focusing and doing it, and that you have the power to do that. and that that will soar. You know, the other thing that I'm hearing, I hear coming in psychically right now from the spirit realm, is that you have been soaring. You have to recognize that within yourself. This is not just where you're going or what you need to do, but a confirmation that you have done some shifting and you are soaring more in your life. You've been taking flight. So you need to also honor that and recognize that power, own that power, and now laser-like, use it. Because you have that energy. You have the psychic, the spiritual energy to do what it is that you, you know, need and want to do.
Yeah, because I know the talents were really important, and that was like the second thing I saw, and it was like I was going to be able to grab hold of something and really hold on to it.
There you go, yeah. So, but yeah, by the time of by the time an eagle, owls are this way too, but by those types of birds, gosh, what are they called? Raptor, I can't think of the name, begins with the R-A.
There's a condor.
Condor, raptor, but they're raptor. There's a type of bird they are. Anyway, by the time they swoop, they've already seen it. See, that's what you have to acknowledge is you've already seen it. That's where the power of empowerment comes in. It's the vision. And so by the time you're swooping, by the time the talons come out for the grip, thank you, Tamara, raptors.
raptors.
Yeah, by the time you've already seen it. Yeah, they're not, you know, I have a lot of bird medicine, so I like them all, pigeons, whatever does, but they're punking around, sniffing here, looking there, pecking there, chickens, this and that. That's great. But the raptors don't do that. They've already seen from above where they're going to go. They have the laser-like vision, and then they wrap, they swoop, whatever you want to call it, then they grab. And they take hold with the beak, and that's it. Single focus, very single focus. So see where you – first of all, acknowledge that you're doing this to some degree and that you're to integrate more of this medicine. This is the remedy for where you are at your life. This helps with the shift.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Love it.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
You feel like – oh, I love that. I love that.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Okay. Hang on, everyone. Second half of our program, we've got our Awakenings guest with us. I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Anya Sophia. And as I had said at the beginning of the program, if you're just tuning in, wonderful guest today with us, Anya Sophia, who's a mystic, author, and initiator of sacred marriage and the mystical teachings of the feminine Christ. She's a wellspring of both wisdom and experience and is known for her role in birthing a new paradigm of relationship, divine sexuality, and the awakening of the sacred body. Her book that is just coming out is Sacred Relationships, the Practice of Intimate Erotic Love. Anya, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, I think you've got the wrong caller. This is not Anya.
Let me see. Okay, hold on and see if she's here. Anya?
No, this
hello?
Is Lar.
Oh, hey, Lar.
Hello.
Okay, so I don't see our guest.
Hi.
I don't know what happened. Hang on, Lar. So let's see. I've got a Skype. Da, 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 da. Well, we'll just do more readings. Let's see. Calling in from 7. Yeah, okay, so I don't know where the guest is, but you guys are here, so that's good. Okay, you're on air. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. This is Akanksha.
What's your first name?
Akanksha.
What's your name? Akanksha?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay, and what's your question?
My question is generally if you see me moving to another country career-wise.
Okay, Akanksha. Akanksha or Akasha?
Akanksha.
Akanksha, okay. Let's see. Okay, it does show a move. Does this have something to do also with your work?
Yes.
There's a lot that's coming. Yeah, there's a lot to... there's a lot coming up. So if you're moving due to work or because of work, or it does show that the there will be a move and it's due to work. Are you getting another position?
I'm looking for another position, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Okay. I do see you getting another position, and that you will be, due to that position, you will be moving. Okay.
Okay.
So, the timing. Oh boy, let's see, when is a country moving? It's not showing kind of right away. It does show that the move is, oh gosh, have you put in for the job?
Yes.
But you just haven't heard back?
Yes.
Okay. Because it shows I don't know if there's a lot, it doesn't show it's right away. You know, it could be even in the summer months. It shows more July, that there's more communication about it in July. Is it a big position?
Yes.
That's
way bigger
okay.
than where I am right now.
Yeah, so it's pretty, it shows a little bit of a longer process. So,
okay.
But it does show you definitely getting a job, and that there's a move attached to it, and it'll be a bigger position. There'll be also more responsibility and some training. Let's see, what should she do to draw this in more? And there it is, showing also a second and a third interview. So it's quite a long process. It's a little bit, right? Does that make sense? Have I got it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It is a lot.
So you're in the process. It is okay. So it's going to happen. It's just not yet.
But
you just
when,
have to kind
by
of
when do I shift out.
Well,
out,
I feel like I feel like July. I don't. I feel like that you could hear more about it. Gemini. So end of May. June. Maybe June 3rd to 5th, 6th, something around that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see other. I do see other. What do you
yes.
call? It? I do see other interviews.
So
it does show you meeting other people, or having to talk to them. Have you? I see you back and forth there.
I have interviewed
yeah.
with one of them, which rejected me before, and they are kind of reconsidering me now.
Now they're kids. Okay, so that's why. That's what I'm seeing. Okay, because it shows another interview.
Yes, and they haven't confirmed.
So they must be
yet.
Breaking
but
you.
Apart.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this is going on with the country. Yeah, it shows you back and forth. I think one person, there's a couple people that aren't sure, and then there's one that's really kind of pushing for you, fighting for you. If that makes
yes.
sense, and bringing
yes.
you back
I,
in. So your
yes.
thing
had
of this is just to. Do you know who it is? Do you know who the one that's pushing for
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I asked someone to help me out a bit to get me another interview, but that hasn't been confirmed yet.
But I do see them bringing you back. So boy, you're having to just
okay.
learn patience with this. Yeah. Yeah, I can't see because it doesn't show a quick, you know, it's not showing a quick process. It's showing, and you just told me just now that they interviewed, then said no, and now they said yes, and they have to. I see them having to reschedule you.
Yeah.
To come back on. So. Sometimes it takes a bit. You know, I had something of that years ago where I was getting with the agency, and the owner of the agency said no to me and said, oh, no, you know, you're not this, you're not that. And but one of the other bookers, one of the representatives, the agents, ended up bringing me on board. Anyway, he didn't know that I'd already talked to her. And I ended up doing so well for the agency that she came to me and said, oh, I was wrong about you. Thank you, you know, and we're glad you're with us. So you just never know what the process, you know, is going to be. But it's definitely showing that the job position around you, and it's definitely showing you moving as well.
Okay. Yes.
But,
is there anything else you see that you would like to tell me?
Let's see. What else do I need to know right now? No, you've got a lot on your main focus right now is really this work.
Yes.
Getting in this
It has been for
a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
Almost a year, I think.
If you're an astrologer, anybody, a lot of Capricorn, Mars and Capricorn. So you're really thinking about work, you're thinking your career, you're thinking of getting ahead. You're thinking also long-term, it's showing, not just now, but 3 to 5, 10, 20 years. You're really thinking, okay, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do. You are moving a country into a new
country.
This job, I feel like, will be, well, different country, but this job is going to be a bigger role for you. It's something that you haven't done, I feel. You know, you've done parts of it, but it's a bigger position.
Yes, that's
right. And it does bring you a big change, a complete change in your life around new people, new circumstances, and it shows that you will be building. So you're moving into another building phase. You know, sometimes we build something and then, you know, we get to just kind of enjoy it, or just we're at a plateau. You're moving back into a phase of building something new, and you will definitely be moving in a new environment, no doubt about it.
Okay.
So you're right on track. You're right on track.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Much peace. You're so very welcome. Much peace. Okay, callers, the number to call in, 347-539-5122. Press #1 on your keypad to get on air. Oh, our guest is calling in from another country, and I hope... sometimes they get the time mixed up by an hour. We've had this happen with a few of them, and they're so apologetic, and it's okay when that happens. They can sometimes call in an hour early because we do the time difference, you know, what is it, jumping forward, springing forward, whatever it's called, and they don't do that in other countries. So I put a little text and call and email into Sadie, but we shall see what happens. And I don't know what country, because all I just have is a European phone number. Okay, well, those of you that are waiting to get your questions answered, just call in again, 347-539-5122, and we will hang in there, caller. Yeah, Tamara's saying, yeah. It's interesting to me to see sometimes when, you know, working with my more corporate clients, what you have to go through for these bigger positions or jobs. A lot of times I've worked with people that, I'm not kidding, it's 5-6 months, sometimes a year, you know, or they'll have them do consulting with them, consulting on the side to see how it works, you know, especially if they're going to do something where they're, you know, upper management or, you know, administrative or, you know, becoming potential partner or being brought in as a partner. It's like a marriage. So they want to make sure that you fit in with the culture as well. And so it's kind of interesting to see that whole get to know you process, pick your brain process, you know, feel it out, see if there really is there a resonance, enough resonance there, is enough fitting into the culture of that environment. You know, it's a union, much like a marriage, right? Okay, Anya, wherever you are, call in. Okay, so let's welcome guests that have come on. And those of you, I see a lot of people listening by phone. So if you do have a question or a comment, you know, you want to get a reading, you just need to press #1 on your keypad. And that lets me know that you want to get on air. And again, those of you that are just joining us, That number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And press #1 on the keypad. Okay, so I want to get back to, it's perfect because we have these great email questions come in. Some of you really think, I mean, my God, just really think through your path and your questions, and you're really asking just some great, great questions. So let's go back. How can they get more resonance in different ways? Thank you again, Angela, for this. And anybody have any thoughts about it, call me, call in, or put it in the chat. One of the biggest ways, remember your body is a tuner or tuning fork. It's a receiver. We're receiving impulses all the time, much like we do on a, you know, any type of radio, and you're tuning it in, you know, aligning the frequencies to get to the right signal so you can have that clarity of sound, or maybe you're listening to a talk program, you can hear it more. But we have our own frequencies, so it's about matching those frequencies. So it's the dial and the receiver coming together. And if the receiver isn't working or the dial is off, you get more dissonance than resonance, right? So you want to always check with your body for congruency. One of the best things that you can do is in your decisions, you can notice if, and I've said this before, you know, but our question is, how do we know if we're more in resonance? If you're feeling your body constrict or contract, shoulders rolling in, head kind of going down. Now, for some of you that are, you know, it's going to be slight. It's not going to be, I mean, unless it's a real incoherent, you know, dissonant decision, it's not going to be real overt. You may not be able to see it. You know, it's going to be just more subtle. If the chest is opening, because that's the heart-lung area. That heart-lung area is a great indicator of when we're doing stuff that is of resonance. You know, if it's racing, if it's constricting, you know, then, you know, other than if you're going through something that's fearful, right? But, of course, if there's a lot of fear, there's going to be dissonance there. And it could be dissonance that says, don't do that. Again, this is where our wisdom comes in. Or it could be dissonance that says, I'm learning something new, and therefore I'm a little fearful. You know, I'm fearful of the unknown, or I'm scared. You know, am I not going to do a good job? You know, and then, of course, you do whatever it is that you're doing. Like public speaking. You do it over and over, and then it just becomes, you know, comfortable. You know, what helps me with that may bring resonance for me to do that kind of stuff is I connect into my higher self and just say, let me be a channel of truth and just let me get out of the way. And every time I do, it's amazing, you know. But as we do things more and more, it becomes more comfortable. We get more in resonance with it. One of the things to not only up your vibrational frequency, to bring you more in resonance with your signature frequency, or soul frequency is another way to look at it, is, again, knowing yourself and doing activities that reinforce your true resonance. Things also like baths, showers, there's certain scents or smells that can bring you more in resonance. Again, you have to know yourself. Being in nature always resets, reboots us, and brings us back into more of our signature resonance or frequency. Things that are too harsh can sometimes pull us out. Now, again, you have to know yourself, because what's harsh to some people, you know, brings more, you know, it is more resonating with somebody else. But for the most part, things that are very jarring to the nervous system pull you out of resonance. We call it innervating. And when you, you know, instead of enhancing the nervous system, calming the nervous system down, innervating is what drains the nervous system. Now, I also want to talk about this. I'm going to do a post on this, but I like talking to you guys, sharing stuff with you. So I'm going to, you know, share this with you before I write about it. We actually have, if you think about it, 5 intelligence centers, 5 brains, you could say. And I'm going to go into that. We know we have the brain and the head, right? And where the sixth chakra is, the third eye, and it has a lot to do with focusing and in the new paradigm during this, you know, new emerging consciousness, we are connecting more with the higher mind, you know, moving beyond duality, connecting with that aspect of us, you know, getting into the more intuitive awareness. And that happens through meditative states, you know, shifts in awareness and opening to more consciousness, right? And we know that we have, and there's been a lot of study on this, what they call the second brain, but which apparently takes in information before the brain that's in our head, right? That organ is the organ of the heart, that the heart tends to pick up information before the brain does and feed it to the brain, and then it goes, then there's a communication between the brain and the heart, and then the brain, you know, sorts through it and gives us some type of computation that comes through the filtering of our mind. So that's on an organ level. And what we want to do is head and heart, right? We want head and heart in balance, intellect, reason, and you know, intuition through that heart. It's also said that the heart center connects us to the higher self. So again, that's why I say when your chest is opening and back and you're more relaxed and you're open, then your decisions are more coherent. They're more in resonance, not only with the brain within the cranium, right, within the head, but the brain that we call now the heart. And there's a lot of studies. HeartMath has done in some other organizations a lot of studying on, you know, what does the heart mean and what does it process and what does it take in? Now, if we expand that, we actually take in information not just through the brain and the cranium and the, you know, housed in the cranium and the head or the heart. We take in information, which I'm looking at a brain right now, not just as an organ, but the idea of brain as being a computing system. The solar plexus in the abdominal area, very important processing and you know, information gathering system. And there is a system that's transpersonal or connects us more to the expanded realms of our being that you could say is also a brain or processing center. And that is the starting of the upper chakras. Right when you get into that eighth chakra, which is that is the higher self. You know, think of the eighth chakra as an eight on its side, which is the infinity symbol. So when you're connecting to the seventh chakra, you're just beginning to connect into your idea, your expanded awareness of yourself as a spiritual being. That's why it's called the spiritual center. But it's just the awareness of that. It's coming into, you know, more of the subtle energy, opening into more of that. You do it in all centers, because all chakras, all energy centers, whether they're, you know, main chakras or sub centers or main energy centers or sub energy centers, they all have a subtle energy component as well as a subtle anatomy component, right? But when you start expanding your awareness more into the subtle energy, and we're working with gravity, so we say up and out. It could be down and out and whatever, but we're working with the idea, with the theory or concept of gravity, so it's up and out. When you're connecting to the higher self, you're connecting in essence to the aspect of your being that's connected to the infinite, that has not forgot that connection and recognizes that there is this infinite aspect to you, that you are the all that is or part of the all that is. Now, that's still kind of in duality, right? Because that says that there's a higher self and a lower self. There's an ego, there's the soul self. That all happens in there. But we need to do that on the earth plane. That's how we learn. That's how we manage the energy and the concepts. The ninth chakra is when you rise above duality. That's what I say. Try to make your decisions between the eighth and the ninth and pop up to that ninth so that you're getting beyond the extremes of the polarity plane. That is where we channel from. That's where how we channel. That area, you can process information of a different quality, if you will, different level. Not one is better or worse than the other. So that's why I say we have these, you know, one, two, three, four. Did I say five? Sorry about that. We have these centers when they are, and Angela asked the question, how do we get more in resonance? When those centers are more open and aligned, when we're learning to attune to those centers and hear and feel those centers. And Tamara put in the chat, heart, brain, coherence, yes. The more that we're in alignment, the more that those centers are going to be coherent or in resonance with each other. So we can't really attract what is the highest resonance for us until we are in more resonance, right? As above, as below, as within, as without. So the more that we're in resonance or recognizing what do we need for more resonance, and here's where it gets tricky, and I really, God, Angela, thanks for bringing this up, because this is, to me, so important, because I see this a lot, and it was a challenge for me early on in my path, and again, I had good teachers, and so I learned how to be more aware of it. See, a lot of times people think by being in resonance means let me hang out with people that are similar to me, and to some degree, yes, that's true, but let me kind of stretch on this, expound on this a little bit. The more advanced you are, the more advanced you become, you begin to see and recognize and appreciate what it is that you don't have naturally or what you don't have reinforced naturally or well established within your body-mind system, okay, within your experience on this earth, and you're open to instead of rejecting it. So I'll get, you know, so if you already know that you're the type of person, you know, your type of soul, the authentic you, that you like a lot of quiet or you need a lot of downtime, and you're saying, well, why am I attracting people that are loud or noisy or go, 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 you know, or my boyfriend or my husband is go, 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 you know, or I like to be, you know, inside on my computer or my girlfriend wants to go, 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 go. Part of the completion that we're all to do in relationship, it's not about necessarily the other person. Yes, we fall in love with that person, but there's a metaphysical component to it. There's the call from the soul to become more whole, to rebalance. And we do that through energy, but the energy comes through people and situations. So rather than rejecting or judging that, we need to see, oh, I need to integrate some of this energy for my wholeness. That's why they say this person is a teacher for you and you're a teacher for them. So rather than judging it and rejecting and trying to pull it away and say, oh, I just need to hang out with people that are very quiet and only meditate or only do yoga, you know, or only French fries, you know, I only need to be around people that only eat pickles because I like pickles. That's not resonance. That's codependence, that's hiding, that's not going to your next level. The soul will have you stretch into different experiences just for the sheer joy of it and to extend it, to expand in consciousness. So how does that look? You have to kind of, you have to look at yourself and say, in a way, and again, this is all about self-knowledge. This is why in the famous mystery school in Greece, you know, in the ancient Greek times, was above the archway of Delphi, was know thyself. So when I know myself and I say, oh, I kind of like to just, you know, be, and I can say myself, be in my garden. And yes, I'm very active. I like to go out. I like to go dancing. I like to check things out. I like to go to museums. I like to go, you know, and I like to go camping and, you know, travel and fly, you know, but yes, I love experiencing that light, but I also have a very deep inner life. So I can kind of hermit a lot, you know, I can kind of high priestess a lot. I can kind of be in my garden a lot, do my readings, minimal talk, you know, or just talk on the phone and just be in my house, you know, for days, you know. And so I have somebody in my life, my partner is very go, go, go. you know, oh, let's go here. Let's go. He could do three or four things in a day. Oh, look what we did. Or we went here. We met this person. We went to dinner. We went sailing. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is exhausting to me. Finally, kind of have a little happy medium here. But I recognize, ooh, this energy is drawing me in a new direction. It's actually very resonating. It's creating a coherence within my soul. It's something is matching in my signature frequency that's causing a stretching or growth or more soul expression, more soul expansion. The trick is, though, you have to learn or know how much. Like if you're go, 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 and that's not your true nature, then you're going to get over exhausted, burnout, irritable, and tired. So again, we have to know ourselves, how much do I need to stretch in this direction? And the other person needs to stretch too. I keep telling him, you need to learn to go more within. You need to learn to be by yourself more. He loves being around people. Oh my God, groups. You know, and I'm like, but again, so look at your relationships. How do you know if are you rejecting? And I see you 201, 321. We'll get right to you. Look at what you're rejecting. Very often what you're rejecting is what you're needing to have more resonance on a soul level to be more incoherent. There's a missing note that the other person has or a situation is drawing out of you. Right? So again, resonance doesn't necessarily mean there's no conflict. Sometimes there's conflict, you know, to get to harmony. There's harmony through conflict. There's some dissonance to bring you to your own next level, to create more healing. Right? The cold or flu gets worse before it gets better. You know, you stub your toe, it gets black and blue. It gets what we call worse before it gets better. It's like, oh, it's so painful. It's throbbing. But then it gets better. So if you remember, we're in a cyclical world. There's persistent effort that's needed. And there's a process to draw things down through the etheric plane. They could be there, but, you know, you have to have patience, you know, and there's persistent things that you have to do, due diligence, materially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to draw something in. So, but look at your resonance. Again, how do you know what you're drawing in is going to show you whether you have resonance or not. And whether you're rejecting it or pushing it away is also going to show whether you're resonating within the situation. Because sometimes the resonance, to be more in resonance, can be uncomfortable because you're having to stretch on the ego level. The insight, the awareness, the soul expression that's wanting to come through you is requiring you to stretch, to be bigger. And as Tamara's putting in the chat, to create more openness. Yes, yes. You have to create more openness to shift. And openness sometimes means openness to not shut down, but retreat, close the pedals a little bit. But you have to feel. So to me, like Tamara's putting in the chat, that openness is being open to feel. What do I need to do right now? What's of more resonance? How can I go with the energies? Like I've been going with these energies. I've been on a more inward focus because I'm making some big changes in my life right now and just project-wise and things that are going on. And then with these retrogrades, instead of trying to fight it, I'm going with it. That's being open. Be open to new information, new insight, instead of closing down. I don't want to hear this. I know what's going on. Be open, especially when you have people in your life that are bringing new information to you. That's telling you stop clinging to the old. Crystal Bowles Gretna is putting expansion of your bodies. Yeah, the subtle energy bodies. It's expanding into more of you. And the expanding into the more of you is getting beyond your present or past or present version of you and vision of you. Sometimes we're expanding into what we don't know because it's not yet in form, but we can feel it. And that's scary for the ego. It feels like death, but it's just being more open. Oh, I love that, Crystal Bowles Gretna. I'm starting to like retrogrades to do the inner work. Yes, absolutely. All right, let's get to 201-321. Hello. I think we got time for a quick question. I don't know what happened to our guest, but we'll see. 201-321, you're on Awakenings.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
My first name is Jackie. And
hi, Jackie.
I feel like, you know, the last part of your conversation when you were talking about, you know, that sometimes these things are resonating with us and it's uncomfortable. I to be organized, and I do like things to be quiet, but everything is not organized, and everything is too loud. And I mean, really, in the past I was okay
right
with all of that, but right now, no. So if I'm being stressed, you know, it's like, it's nauseating. How do you keep yourself from being drained?
You have to, that's a very good question. And again, you have to feel it out when you're going to a new level. You know, I've had that. You have to set boundaries. You first have to have inner boundaries and know, okay, where can I stretch? And sometimes you stretch more to that the other person's scheduling or you know, or the situation, like you're saying, noisy, loud, maybe it's you know, unorganized. You have to feel it out, and then sometimes you go, okay, I can do this for a few hours or a day, or I can do this for 2 days or 3 days, and then I need to come back into myself. So you'll find your own rhythm. You know, I did a lot of posting on this, Jackie, on Facebook, and then I think on Twitter I was posting with Instagram, that it's really important to find your own internal timing and your own inner rhythm. And it's really being honest with ourselves and kind of saying, okay, I can stretch right now, but I'm not stretching beyond that, you know, or I've stretched enough. And I'll have that with my boyfriend a lot, actually. He'll say, oh, well, we just did only this, or you, here it is, follow your own flow. Everyone has their personal rhythm and timing. When you find this and live by this, you're living soul-centered and spirit-led. So sometimes it's learning to say no, or just don't pick up. You know you're tired. Don't pick up the phone. Let it go to voicemail. Don't do that last text.
I've been saying no. The only thing I'm not doing is walking around with a big no on my forehead.
Hey, there's a great book by a client of mine, and she's been on the program, Ann Brown. It's called Backbone, the Science of, I think it's the Science of Saying No. Anyway, it's called Backbone by Ann Brown. And the thing is, you know, our no's open us up to true yeses. You know, again, we have to feel it out. You know, sometimes people around us are going through something, and maybe we've already been there for them, supporting them. We've held the space, and they still are, I call it pulling on. You can feel it psychically. They're pulling on you. Sometimes that means you have to let them go for an hour or two, a day or two. Let them just pull your energy back. Mind you, you're only pulling it back on the emotional level, because on the psychic, spiritual level, you're connected. But let them feel the space and figure it out, and give yourself the space. So I feel with you, Jackie, it is about maybe daily. It seems to be a 2 to 3 day cycle, I feel, with you. It's tuning in to see how much can you take. Like, have you stretched enough? And do you now need this downtime? And especially for you, I feel winding down at the end of the night. Really good for you to kind of just pull your energies back into you, center, be to yourself. That helps you have more stamina for what's coming up the next day. You know, but you've got a good handle on your rhythm. Now it's just about tapping in and see the timing of it. How much can you stretch? How much do you need to be to yourself or pull within? That makes sense.
Yes, it does, especially late at night.
Yeah.
To wind down. Do you see anything in the area of work? Like, there's a lot going on around work. I'm looking to change a location or even possibly my profession. So,
well, you're already distancing, it shows, mentally, emotional. We got just 10 seconds. You might have to call in next Wednesday because we're winding out of the show. Keep distancing. I feel like right now you're in a phase of figuring out, feeling out more of what it is that you want. You know, that's in friends, relationship, that's in the work situation. But I definitely see that you will move on from this job. You've already been doing it. There's already a psychic, a mental, emotional distancing that you've been doing. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll have more, if you can, try to call in next Wednesday because the program's over and you have more stuff that's coming through.
But moving on won't be so bad, would it?
No. But you have to get clear about what it is that you really want. So don't just distance to distance because of the energies and the negativity. Make sure you're seeing what do you like there. What else would you like to experience? What would you like to draw in? Now's a really good time to look at that. Okay. Thanks, Jackie, for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you, guests, listeners, participants, for being here. And Sue, thank you. Sorry to miss the guest, but this was great. Thanks, Michelle, and the chat room people. Thank all of you. We're going to find out. Sadie said she was all set to go, told her about the daylight savings time. We'll rebook her. Happens. Sometimes with our clients in the States, but it's more with our lovely European clients because it's just the time difference, and then you put that darn daylight savings on, and it kind of screws up everything. And we're Mercury Mars retro, so anyway, all good. Anyway, I loved having all of you here, and I love answering the email questions. If any of you have any questions, comments, questions you want answered on air, dream interpretation, or topic or guest suggestions, please email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and we will accommodate. Those of you that sent in email questions, I will answer further. Thank you, Angela, for that one on resonance. That was a good one. And she has like four or five more questions. James, I've got quite a few emails. I've been gathering them up. Let me know what you want to know. Let me know what you guys would like to hear and talk about. And again, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Always great to connect with all of you. Some resources, selfinlight.com, soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com as well, and that's the number 4. Keep connected. Connect with me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, Facebook. And also, if you want to receive the monthly forecast that I do, it's a psychic and energetic forecast that I do monthly, you can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com and just say, put me on the list. Anyway, lots of love and light to all of you. I'll see you when I see you, and hopefully it'll be next Wednesday because we'll be right back here, same time, same channel. Anyway, everybody, have a great rest of your day, a great rest of the week, and an amazing weekend. Keep shining your light and sharing your insight.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.